Okay, welcome to class three of this series. Let's start off with some deep belly breaths. Just relax and settle in. Let anything go on the out breath that you might be holding on to. And settle into a slow, deep breath. Pay attention to your right nostril. And then pay attention to your left nostril. As you breathe in and out slowly. And as you breathe in, focus on the right nostril. And as you breathe out, focus on the left nostril. And as you breathe in again, focus on the left. And then as you breathe out, switch over to the right. And you continue breathing in this way. Notice how the mind can become distracted. it's okay, just as you notice it. Have the intention to go back to what you were focusing on. Focusing is just a decision. It's not an ability. It's just deciding what you want to focus on. We all have the ability to focus on what we want to focus on. It's just what we choose to focus on. And for right now, just focusing on the breath, choosing to focus on just that. Even if there's all these other sounds going on around us, it doesn't matter. Because we're just making a simple choice. Just let go of your focus on the nostrils and relax and breathe normally. Let your whole body relax. If there's something that you're holding on to that you want to be free from, bring it to mind. Be anything. Something that's not apparently letting you be present. And just let it come up and be as it is. Whether it's a thought or an emotion or a sensation in the body. Just let it be there as it is. Could you decide to let it go? Would you decide to let it go? When would you decide to let it go? And see if there's any remaining any of that stuckness. Surface. Let it be there as it is. Could you let it go? Would you let it go? When? See if there's any remaining. Any vestiges of tension or pain or anything that's keeping your mind occupied. Notice that it's made up of awareness. The essence of it is pure awareness. So feel into that. Feel into how does that change whatever appears. When it is only an appearance of awareness. When you see it as something that is just a spectacle, just an experience that's happening, made up of awareness, only awareness. awareness appearing as energy. And now drop whatever you are focusing on and just relax and rest as that awareness. Awareness being aware of itself. Perfectly pure awareness. Flawless. When you just rest as awareness, the appearance of the body could be there or it could not be there. It doesn't matter. If the body appears or if it doesn't. Cannot try to rest as awareness and rest as awareness. Those are two different things. Just like if you try to get into a state of samadhi, you will end up doing the opposite of samadhi for that period of time that you are trying to be in samadhi. For that time, you will not be in samadhi. Resting as awareness is just resting. It's not a state. It's just what is. It's just being what is. What is there now. And the natural state is a state of rest. It's a state of effortlessness. It's a state of not being a state. But just being what is. And then it doesn't matter what's going on with the body. we notice that the body is just another appearance, just another point of view that comes to the surface within the all-encompassing oneness of awareness. Letting go of your addiction to doing and doingness is very easy, very possible. Very simple. It's very easy to just release, just to let go. The irony of letting go of wanting control, wanting to have power over our world, is that we have much greater power. The power of awareness is a much greater power than we could ever fathom. It is magnificent experience. It's an endless experience. And it's way better than what we've been doing for most of our lives. Because it's real. It's the only real thing. It's the absolute truth. There's nothing in this life that we need to worry about. Anything that is related to the body-mind is impermanent. All things will change. All appearances come and go. That is their nature. This body that we experience will leave. Another form will come again. Impermanence is nothing to worry about. Change is nothing to worry about. Everything will change. With that, we can be certain. Except for one thing. All relationships will end. Any material gains will be lost. Any gains of intellectual knowledge will be lost. Anything that we learned with the mind will someday cease to be. Knowing all of this gives us great power. And helps us to let go of grasping, holding on to things that we don't want to change. Including the experience of a body. One thing that cannot change, will never change, is this awareness. So let's get to know it. By resting imperturbably, something distracts you from being, you can just let it go, or you can notice what it is made up of. See the essence of it. Can just see whatever comes up as a vivid appearance of emptiness, awareness, bliss, void. Everything is the source. Everything is the self. simple presence is all it is. Just resting. Simply. That's all it takes. Allow all your senses to be wide open. And slowly wiggle your fingers and toes and come back into the room. great thing we we have this so-called practice, especially with all the apparent chaos that's happening, apparently. Fortunate thing it is that we have this ability, or we have this choice. That we can go or stay at any point amidst the chaos and be in the world but not of the world, as they say. Like the lotus growing out of the mud. I, for one, feel very fortunate to have this. And to be able to share it. It's the most important thing.